You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You're invited to one night of miracles and healing school September the 19th at the Palm Beach County Convention Center downtown West Palm Beach with Apostle Donald Sally. It's free admission, Saturday, September 19th, 2015. The address is 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. No matter what your problem, your situation, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible for those who believe. We've seen so many tremendous miracles, testimonies, the glory of God. Faith is one that we will crusade. For more information, please go to our website at powerevangelism.net or call us at 561-337-9018. You don't want to miss your miracle. Signs, wonders, miracles. Palm Beach County Convention Center. Miracles still
happen. We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the Messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon that we've called for 18 plus years, Raising the Standard. Right, Pastor Donna? And we're honored to be here with you. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And we've been doing a lot of things with the Jewish roots and understanding what God has given us in His Word that came through the Jewish people that He gave to them. And then we can glean from all that and know that we're part of them. We've been grafted into the body. Or to the tree, we're an unnatural tree, and into the natural tree. And so we're so honored to be part of Israel, and we love them so much. And so we're going to talk about some things here today. If we make the announcements about a time called Rosh Hashanah, or it's called really the Feast of Trumpets. Rosh Hashanah just means what? The beginning of New Year. The beginning
we were
of New
Year. Wild, weren't we?
Yeah.
We've been grafted into the...
Yeah, we're a wild branch grafted into the natural one, right?
The natural one.
Yeah. So anyway,
Israel.
That's right. So Pastor Don's going to mention some things here. Go right ahead, honey.
Amen. Praise God.
And we'll go from there.
Well, we're blessed to be here on WCNO. We're also on the internet. You can listen to us by way of the internet, WCNO.com. Mm-hmm. And that is a real blessing. And you can also listen to our programs that we have done in the past, like last week, for instance. If you missed it, this maybe is your first time to be listening to us. We've been on WCNO now for 18 years.
18 plus, yeah.
And praise the Lord for that. So we want to thank those of you who faithfully help support this broadcast, this program. And
thank you, Lord.
Yes, we do. And so if you'd like, if you have never have helped or supported and you would like to, please, we would love to have you do that. So you can just send an offering to the church, and we'd be glad to use it for that. We'll give the address in a bit with the phone number, so you might like to have a pen or pencil handy so you can jot that down. And I do want to mention that we have our calendars for September. If you'd like to have a calendar, just send us a self-addressed envelope, and we'd be glad to mail it out to you. We are actually... We have services every week.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And we have services on Friday night. We have Shabbat services on Friday night. I guess I can look at my calendar and I'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
It's a pretty busy calendar, isn't it?
Just a brand new one.
Yes, it is. Amen. So that's every Friday night at 7 o'clock. We have our Shabbat service, and we also have communion, and we spend time seeking God's face, amen, and studying His Word, studying the Torah scriptures that we read each week. And that's on Friday, and then on Saturday we come together and we have a teaching on Saturday. And this today at 4 o'clock we have teaching. Pastor Gene's going to be teaching for 2 hours on Rosh Hashanah.
Trumpets,
so
yes.
We need to know about Rosh Hashanah or trumpets. And it's when they blow the shofars 100 times. And you'll find out that it kind of falls on a new moon. And it could be one of 2 days. Well, he's going to be talking about that. So that's going to be a very good teaching. And that will be this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then after that, we will have a meal and close out our Shabbat. Amen. Mm-hmm. And every Sunday, we have services on Sunday at 10 a.m. And this week, we will have communion this week. So that's basically what the weekend's like. And then we do have prayer on Thursday. And just give us a call. We'd be glad to let you know where all these things happen. We are, as I said, we are in Stuart, Florida. The name of the church is Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And Pastor Gene mentioned, comes right out of Revelation 19, the end of verse 10. Worship God, for the testimony
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is the Spirit of Prophecy.
Yes.
Ooh. Amen. So we're still in the month of Elul, and we'll be coming into that month of Tishri, which Pastor Gene will mention, and all these things are on the calendar. The Hebrew months, and of course September, and the days of the Hebrew days of their months, and also it's all combined with the month of September. So you can see that, and all the feasts are on the calendar, and there's some teaching on the calendar as well. And information, you know, that's what we need, information. So you can be praying for all these things that the Lord is doing at Spirit of Prophecy and through the body of Christ. Amen.
Thank you,
this
Lord.
This word needs to get out. So you have good ears to listen, and you can help give out some of the word as well. So I'm going to give you our telephone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. We're going to bring you some 007 information today. And you know, on the calendar, it has tells you a lot of things about 7. A lot of things about 7. Of course, we put that under kind of the Feast of Tabernacles, because we do have 3 feasts this month. And they're all in a matter of, 22 days?
All together, yeah.
All together. We have the Feast of Trumpets, or you could call it Rosh Hashanah. And then we're going to have Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And then the last feast will be the Feast of Tabernacles. So we're very busy. And this month has the Blood Moon. This is the fourth
Blood Moon, yes.
Blood Moon, which will be on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's near the end of the month. Praise God.
So the 29th of our calendar, isn't it? Yeah.
28th.
Or the 28th, I mean, yeah. The
right.
28th, yes.
So I want to give our address. And it's Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, 34995.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say hello to all you out there that are listening. And I pray that you will enjoy this teaching Pastor Gene has for you, and I know you'll be blessed by it. Amen.
That's right.
So this is the fourth blood moon.
That's right.
Wow.
Of this tetrad, that's right.
And you know, all four of them have been this year and last year, and they all have, both of them, two have been on Passover and two have been on Tabernacles, or which we call booths. That's when they put the booths up.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
All on God's appointed times.
All on God's appointed times.
He's talking
times.
To us.
Yes, He is.
That's right. He's warning us and talking to us or something about it. We don't know the details about the moons, but maybe after we get past this, we might realize what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Pastor Dale?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about this with you, so we hope you can stay tuned for the whole hour. And if you can't, we always mention up front that you can get a tape or a CD of our program. All we ask for is a love offering from you. And you can let us know whether you want a CD or a tape. And you make out a check to the ministry, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and mail it to Post Office Box 413. And that's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip here is 34995. Now I'm going to be talking about some things out of my book I wrote about God's prophetic calendar and the pictures of the Messiah revealed in God's appointed times. But we can't cover all this. We're going to talk about a little bit of it today, maybe some next week. And so if you'd like to find out more about all these appointed times, this book I have offered to you, you can get it for $25 and about $3 for postage, and we'd be glad to mail it out to you. So all you have to do is send a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, as we mentioned, make it out to that, and to mail it to Post Office Box 413 again, Stuart, Florida, and the zip is 34995, and we'll be glad to mail it out to you, and you'll be blessed with this. Not because I did it, but because it's what God's revealed from His holy word. And you know, the interesting thing,
Pastor, you can come to church and pick one up.
Yeah, you can come by the church and pick one up. But here's the interesting thing. This has always been in the Bible. It has never not been there, okay? It's been there all these years. But see, nobody's ever looked at it. We've kind of walked away from the Jewish roots, and the Jewish understanding. And we know this Bible I have in front of me, my King James Bible here, this is a Jewish document. Now, the Christians use it, but we can't throw away the Jewishness in it and say, well, it's just a Christian book. And when we think about the things that even the Apostle Paul said and Jesus, there were certain things that they said that were like Jewish idioms, and people that were there, the Jewish people, they knew immediately what he was talking about.
That's
like
right.
When he mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13 about being face-to-face. Well, what day is that? That was on the Day of Atonement when the high priest went behind the veil. And he was face-to-face with God to represent the people of Israel. And so he mentioned that. So there's a lot of things that we have to look at and see what they said. We'll know. Even Jesus said this one time. He says, you won't know the day nor the hour. Well, when the people heard him speaking on that, the Jewish people, they knew right away. He's looking for a new moon. He's talking about a new moon. And Donna mentioned there's only one appointed time that comes on a new moon, and that's trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. It's incredible. So we're missing out on things, and so what we've been trying to do on this program for 18 plus years is to convey the truth of the roots that we have, which are Jewish, and we love the Jewish people. We honor what God's going to do with them, and we just pray that God will continue to work with the Christian churches all over America, and they won't turn away from Israel and stop praying for them. Some denominations don't want nothing to do with Israel anymore. Well, that's error. It's an error, big error, isn't it? Right, Pastor Donna?
Amen. Well, when Jesus said you won't know the day or the hour, and that's something really key that people really need to tune into.
That's right.
It would be like me saying, on Turkey Day.
That's right.
Well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You would
know
it was Thanksgiving. Well, the Jewish people understood when Jesus said you won't know the day or the hour. But, you know, we're also told that we're to know the times and the seasons.
That's right.
We're to know the times and the seasons.
Like
we're
Issachar.
Not going to know the exactly day or the hour. And it could be, and it's within a matter of 2 days.
48 hours.
48 hours. So we don't know the day or the hour. And you think about it, today, right now, what time is it today? Well, is it the same time in Israel? No, it's not.
There are hours,
so
6 hours
ahead.
We won't
know the day or the hour.
That's right.
Because all around the world, it's the same time, but it's in a different time.
That's right.
Isn't it? Now, people need to pick up on that.
That's right.
It's the same time, mm-hmm. but it's a different time.
That's right.
In other words, what time it is here, where I'm at, is different than the time
in Israel.
Right now it is in Israel.
That's right.
Or someplace else in the world.
That's right.
So it's be the same time, but it'll be a different time.
That's right.
At different places.
But all these scriptures we're going to talk about, God through His Son was referring and talking, the audience that Jesus spoke to were all Jewish people. They weren't a bunch of Christian believers. The Christians didn't come in until later on the Gentiles didn't come into the kingdom until later on. And Cornelius was the first one that came in several years after Jesus left the earth and all that and went back to be with his father. So we got to keep these things kind of in mind, and that's what we've done with this book I've written. And it's got quite a few lessons in it. It's available to you. And we cover the seven appointed times that God put in place, not man, that God put in place in Leviticus chapter 23. The historical aspect of them, and then what's the prophetic implications of all of it, even to our day. That's what we talk about. But we have some other lessons in the book also. We cover a lesson on Hanukkah and also on Purim, okay, that those were not God's appointed times, but God uses anything, any nation or kingdom that came against Israel, he will remember those dates, and he always does. And so we can see this all through the Word of God. So there's a lot in the book, and it's really a college course. You can learn a lot from it, and you'll understand some things you didn't know before, because most of the church has been robbed of these things. And so you can avail yourself of that book if you'd like to have it. So I'll say it again, $25 plus $3 for shipping and handling. And we'll be glad to get it out to you. We've sent many of these out. There's all over the world, many places they've been taken. And so I remember one time, Don, I went to a conference with our our ministry we're involved with, Christian International Ministries, and there was a man from India there, and he was looking at one of the books, and we had him on the table there, and he wanted one really bad, and he didn't have the money to buy it. And so one afternoon, the Lord just spoke to me. I said, if he comes around again, I'm just going to give him the book. And so I gave him the book, and he was so thrilled. So he took this back to India, and we haven't heard back, but he was going to start teaching it in India. So it's incredible where it's been. So these are things that we need to know. So we're going to talk a little bit about Rosh Hashanah here today. And we all think about, we're a week away. You know, think about next, whoosh, boy, glory be to God. Next Sunday evening will be the eve of the first day of trumpets. So could we be out of here on the 14th or 15th of our calendar this year? We don't know. It's also on Sunday, the 29th, next Sunday, will be the close of the Shemitah. So who knows what's going to happen prophetically. And many of you probably read Jonathan Cahn's books about the Shemitah and the harbingers and all that. Well, there's some interesting things. We'll see what happens. And so we just have to keep looking up, don't we? We look up because our redemption draws nigh closer every day. We close our program with this every time we're on here, every Saturday. So we welcome you to the program. We trust that you'll be blessed with what you hear, and not just because of Don and I, but because we're going to give you things that the Word of God has revealed for years and years, and people just have looked, skimmed over, and you'll hear some things maybe that you didn't know before. All right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Donna just finished this calendar. If you'd like to have a copy of this calendar for the month of the end of Elul and part of Tishri, you can just...
Also, September's on there.
That's right, September. So just to make out a self-addressed envelope, you know, with a stamp on it, and with your address, and we'll be glad to mail you one of these. And we got a write-up here on the bottom left of this calendar about Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, those 10 days, which is called the Days of All, because it's going to be 1 year, or one period of time at the end of Jacob's trouble. It'll be the last 7 years of this world that we know as we recognize it right now before Christ comes back. And so they're called the Days of All. It's also called the Birth Pangs of the Messiah, because many Jewish people, and not only them, but other people in the world, will come to the Messiah. So this is all summarized on this calendar on the bottom left here.
With scriptures as well.
With scriptures showing you where it's at in the Word of God and all that. And then we got a write-up on the right about the Feast of Tabernacles and the number 7. Sevens are everywhere. You know, last week and the week before that.
We back everything up with scripture,
Pastor
Gene.
That's right. We've been talking the book of Revelation, so we're going to lay that aside right now for today. And maybe for next week, and we'll get back into that. But the sevens are everywhere, aren't they, Donna? It's God's perfect number. It's His completeness in everything.
And we'll be in heaven for 7 years.
That's right. We're going to be in
during the tribulation.
Hallelujah. So
we're
excited about
it. The days of awe.
That's right. So we'll be up there, and so we'll talk about some things.
Because those days are not for us. They're for the Jewish people.
So if we think about trumpets, remember, it always comes in the seventh month on the Jewish calendar. And some people say, well, how do we know that? Well, we've talked about this a lot. If you go over to Joel chapter 2, verse 23, over there, the prophet spoke to Israel and said that God was going to give them the form. Let's go read it. I hear the Lord just saying, read it. Let's read it. It's only a little portion of it, but I want to read it with you.
You want to read the Word of God.
That's what we need.
Get clarification.
Not what I think. I want to just say what the Word says. Amen. So
that's
Donna
right.
Just mentioned a moment ago. So I'm going to go over to Joel chapter 2 with you. So if you're home there, you can open up and look at this with us. And don't do it while you're driving a car. Praise God.
Please.
Yeah, please. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 says this. Now listen to this. We're talking about this season. Here we go. Glory. This is talking.
Thank you, Lord.
This is talking here about the Feast of Tabernacles and how things are all going to come down to conclusion. Verse 23 says, be glad then, you children of Zion. So he's talking to the Jewish people. And rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Now, an interesting thing with this rain, this word rain in here, can also, in Hebrew, can be referred to, and as a definition of the rain, is about a teacher of righteousness. So you think about this. Yeshua, he hath given you what? The former rain. This is Yeshua, the teacher. Moderately, we got a lot from Yeshua, but think about how much more is going to be coming as we get to glory and all that.
Amen.
And he will cause to come down for you the rain. This means the teacher of rain, righteousness again. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Well, a lot of your Bibles that you have today, most of them have a column down the center, and it talks about the former and the latter rain. Well, in the old civil calendar, the former rain started in the fall, and the latter rain ended in the spring. But see, God changed the calendars we've talked about so much in Exodus chapter 12 and changed the number on their months. And so now, in this time, with Joel's time, and from Exodus 12 on, when God talks about the latter rain, he's talking about in the fall of the year, and the former rain is always in the spring. And when I first got saved and started reading the Bible, this is a verse that confused me for years, is how can you have the former rain, which is in the spring, and the latter rain in the fall in the first month? I mean, they're opposite ends of the year. So it shows us right there that God has changed his calendar. So from Exodus chapter 12 on, all the prophetic scenarios and things that God talks about are all on what I would like to call a prophetic or a spiritual calendar. Some people might call it religious, but I don't like that term because religion will kill you. It's a prophetic or a spiritual calendar. And so everything's revolving on that spiritual and prophetic calendar except coronations of kings and also about the seasons. The seasons didn't change. Just the number on the month changed. And so we think about Exodus 12. When they came out of Egypt, we found out what? That was a month of Abib or Aviv, which later on after captivity was changed to the month of Nisan. So they came out, what, during Passover, when the Passover would be established. And so that was going to be the beginning of their months. So that happened to be the seventh month on the civil calendar. And God said, now I'm going to make it the first month on the spiritual or prophetic calendar. So that's what it's the first month. And then Tishri in the fall, which used to be the first month on the civil calendar, now becomes the seventh month on the prophetic calendar. This is very significant as we look at this study to understand what God wants us to know. The calendar is important. When I first started studying this in 1988, I had a hard time comprehending some of the things about the calendar. When I finally got it all put together, well, then it makes sense. So we need to know that. So we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah here a little bit. And if you think about it, we just read that in Joel chapter 2. This time of the year is called the latter rain, okay? It's in the fall, which all occur in the fall of the year. So these fall festivals all take place in the seventh month on the spiritual or prophetic calendar, as I just said, in the month of what? Tishri. So we're going to be going into Tishri here this month. I'm looking at my calendar. The first day of Tishri will be what? Next Sunday evening at sunset, it's going to be what? Tishri 1. So could we be out here on that day or the next day? We don't know, but we'll see what happens. And so we study this stuff, these things and these events before, and how precisely the spring festivals taught about the first coming of the Messiah, and likewise to be seen as the Messiah's second coming and his second advent are all revealed in the fall festivals. And so I want to clarify something right up front here before we go very far, because we can't do a whole lot, a little bit of time we have here today, but we'll do what we can. Maybe we can talk about it next week. But come at 4 o'clock, I'm going to teach on trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, but mainly about trumpets and what it's all about prophetically. So come at 4 o'clock and stay with us, and I think you'll enjoy this. But as I taught about this in the past, I have a lot of thought in my mind, and I have in my mind over the year, and I've read a lot of books, and they always talk about the second coming. And are they talking about Jesus coming in the sky to catch the church away, you know, in the resurrection? Or is it talking about him coming at the end of Jacob's trouble and putting his foot on the Mount of Olives? So we need to have a distinction here. I want you to understand this so we can understand this completely as we talk through this. So we're going to talk about his first coming and what? His second advent is what we need to keep in mind. So think about this. There's these two terms or can be very confusing, but we don't want it to be that way. The first term we'll be using is I like to call the second coming. Well, what was the second coming? You know, these books bring confusion. Think about this. For the purpose of this teaching series and for proper clarity, this term will always be referring to the Messiah's coming for his body of believers. In other words, the ecclesia, Jew and Gentile, the Messiah, when he comes in the sky to call home all those dead bodies who are in Yeshua at that particular time. And so the Lord at that time himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, it says, and with the shofar of God, and the dead bodies in Yeshua shall rise first. This is in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Then we which were alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together with them who have died into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. This is all in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Amen. Now the second thing about this I want to keep in mind is the term that we'll hear as we teach. If you get this book, you'll see it all through this book that I wrote. I want to talk about the second advent. What is the second advent? I will be using this term when describing the Messiah's literal return to the earth at the end of Jacob's trouble, which is called the tribulation, referred to in Matthew 13:14 and Acts 1:9 through 11. These two events will happen at two different times, separated by what? 7 years. So let's think about the word Advent. When Yeshua was incarnate, his incarnation came and he was conceived of the Holy Ghost in Mary. So at that moment in time, he made his first advent to the earth, okay? Well, we mentioned when he comes in the sky, it's not going to be an advent because he's not literally going to come to the earth. But when he comes back, and it says in Acts chapter 1 over there, to put his foot on the Mount of Olives, that will be his second advent. So we got to keep those two terms straight and we'll have a greater understanding. So the second coming is when he's going to come to for the ecclesia, the Jew and Gentile in Messiah, at that particular time for the resurrection first, and then the catching away will follow right after that. So if we keep those terms in mind, I think we'll have less confusing in all that we look at. Amen? So let's talk about the Feast of Trumpets a little bit. You know, it's also called what? Rosh Hashanah, isn't it, Pastor Don? So what does Rosh Hashanah mean? It means literally the head of the year. That's their Jewish New Year. So they still honor the Jewish New Year on the civil calendar in the fall. It's interesting, okay? Which is the Jewish New Year. Now, this appointed time set by God teaches us about the coronation of the king, huh? In mm-hmm. heaven. Jesus is going to get coronated in heaven. But it's about the coronation of the king, of kings, Yeshua, and the wedding of the Messiah. It's going to happen as soon as we're caught off this earth or resurrected, whichever way. If we go to the grave or we're caught off the earth, which we have discussed before on this program. This time also reveals, the rewards of the court called the Day of Judgment and the beginning of the Messianic Kingdom, or better known as Jacob's Trouble. The resurrection of the dead and all these things happen. And then we have a time called Teshuvah that we're almost through. And the birthday of the world. You know, the Jews believe that Tishri 1 was the birth of the world. And that man was created on Tishri 6, okay? So we have this. The dead, resurrection of the dead will happen. Teshuvah is going to end. And then this is when this is all going to come to place. Real quicker, the setting up the kingdom and all that at the end of Jacob's trouble. And the birthday of the world we mentioned. Now, as we talk about these themes, as we study this appointed time, we will uncover and then realize that the Messianic Kingdom should begin at the appointed time of trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. It's what? It's the first day of the seventh month. Now, you might recall in the past we've studied this on our program about creation and all that, and we talked about Tishri 1. God, you know, God desires for us to understand this whole thing. Genesis chapter 1 gives us a 6,000 year program from the beginning to the end to show us how God wants to restore mankind and the earth back the way it was in the Garden of Eden. So if God desires to finish 6,000 years to the day, and then the seventh day is what? The rest day, like our Shabbat, and then what? That's a picture of what? The Messianic Kingdom. So we'll go for 6,000 years to the day, and then begin his Messianic Kingdom. It would fall on Tishri 1, like it says in Genesis 1. The day he gave to teach us about the beginning of his kingdom is on that day. In fact, the kingdom's beginning on Rosh Hashanah, better known as trumpets, is a very good probability rather than a speculation. Because the Word of God, this is key now, the Word of God reveals many hidden truths on this subject, but people overlooked it. And so as this study unfolds with you, this truth should become more evident. Even the Jewish Talmud support for this truth is found. Under the section called Rosh Hashanah 10b through 11a, it reads thus. It has been taught by Rabbi Elazar, he says, in the month of Tishri, the world was created, and in the month of Tishri, they will be redeemed in time to come. The prophet Isaiah wrote of this time in Isaiah 26, 1 through 20. These verses are all about Rosh Hashanah, or trumpets, and they're all scriptures revealing this, revealing the gates of the temple being opened and the resurrection of the dead and so on. So let's go there. Let's go over to Isaiah if you're at home. And if not, you can listen. If you'd like to get a copy of this, well, then you can send a love offering in and we would be glad to send it out to you so that you could look at this and read it. I like having books that I can read because I can go over and over. You know, you might hear this for the first time and you go tilt. Well, if you have the book, then you can go over it and look at it, go over and over and over and look at it, and then you can find out some things that will stir you up even more so. So think about this. Isaiah chapter 26, at the very beginning of this chapter, is a trumpet scripture. Listen to this. In that day, chapter 26, verse 1, shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Now, if you look at the word salvation in Hebrew, that's how we get our word Yeshua from, okay? It means God saves. Now look at verse 2. This is a very key verse. Open, we sing this song at church all the time. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Well, think about this now. On Rosh Hashanah, in Jesus' day, when the temple was there, all the gates were opened on Tishri 1, and they remained open until the Day of Atonement 10 days later. And so he's saying, right, we're going to open the gates, that the righteous nation, it's a singular nation, he's referring to Israel, which keepeth the truth may enter in. So God's calling all his people back in Jesus' day, what? To come to their Messiah, who is Yeshua. Amen?
Amen.
And so all the gates were open to tell him to come back. A lot of people drifted away from God. He wanted them to come back. That's what Teshuvah is all about. It means to repent, turn around, come back. So this is a trumpet scripture. Now listen to the rest of this now. Verse 3. That will keep him in perfect peace. Listen. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because what? He trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Jehovah, that's Yah, huh? Yahweh, yeah. Yod Heh Vav Heh. So this is referring to trumpets, okay? And we read through, you'll find out some other things about it as well. Now, I'm going to take you all the same chapter. Let's read a little bit more here. I'm going to start in verse 12 now, the same chapter, 26. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, and they certainly did. That's why they wound up getting in captivity. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish, all these false gods. Now, verse 15, thou hast increased the nation, and singular again, talking about Israel. O Lord, thou hast increased the nation, thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastising was upon them, like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs. So have we been in thy sight, O Lord. So the birth pangs of a woman right here, the birth pangs of the Messiah, this is a prophetic implication of this, is talking about the woman drawing to that time to give birth to a child. So she said, he says, this woman with a child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain. She's going to deliver a child and crieth out in her pangs. And that's what Jacob's trouble is going to be all about. So it's a prophetic foreshadow of this. Now, verse 18, we have been with child. The prophet said, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Now listen to this. This is what Isaiah says. Now listen. Thy dead men, God speaking through him, thy dead men shall live together with my dead body, shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For thy dew is the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. So what do we have here? This is referring to resurrection. Now you remember Paul was a Pharisee. The Pharisees believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees didn't believe in that in angels. But Paul believed that he knew when he died that one day he was going to be resurrected. And this is what he said. I'm going to read that verse again. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For thy dew is the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Now remember, there's going to be a resurrection, we know that, but the righteous are going to come out 1,000 years before the wicked. The wicked's going to come out after the kingdom of God's over with. So it's determined here, as we'll see prophetically, what, that they must have the Messiah, and his name is Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. Now we go to these last two verses in chapter 26, and these are very important to look at. Now listen to this very carefully. He says, come my peoples. So the prophet, through speaking for God, speaking to who? To Israel. That's Isaiah's people. Enter thou into thy chambers. There's a chamber to be hidden in. Listen to this. And shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. This is referring to Jacob's trouble in the future, okay? And so we have this. And think, this chamber is, we're going to be, when we're caught away or resurrected out of the grave, we're going to go into a chamber in heaven. And he says, shut thy doors about thee and hide thy. If they come to Messiah, they can be hid for these 7 years in heaven. Even Zephaniah talked about that. His name means God hides. There's verses in chapter 2 over there that refers to this hiding that we can have. And he says, you're going to go into your chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. Remember, 7 years in God's eyes is just like that. until the indignation be overpast. The word indignation is another term in the Hebrew that refers to troubles, Jacob's trouble. Now, this is a Feast of Trumpets scripture right here in Isaiah 26:20. Now, the next verse takes you out 10 days to the Day of Atonement. Now, listen to this. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. So this is the Day of Atonement. This is when Armageddon and all this is going to come. That's why it's a Yom Kippur verse, okay? So it's very important to understand this. So right here, we're seeing these 10 days from trumpets to the Day of Atonement. And here we are, we're getting ready to come into the month of Tishri, okay? And another interesting thing here in verse 20 is that he says, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee and hide thyself. The Feast of Trumpets is called the first day, and the second day is called the Day of Hiding. You know, the new moon disappears. And about 2.5 days later, what? It begins to come back out. So the moon's hid for about 2.5 days. So Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. He was hidden, and he came back out again. Oh, some mom, that'd be. We got all these prophetic foreshadows with all this. So these two verses are very important about trumpets and what it's all about. It's very important we understand that. And so when we talked about this a little bit last week before we went off, I think, when trumpets comes in Israel, and I think they still do this today, but they did it certainly in Jesus' day, they greet everyone on that first day. And they say what?
That's
May
right.
you be what? May you be written in the book of life. Well, it has to be the Lamb's book of life. If not, they're not going to be there. And then during the week, every day after that, they say to one another, may you be sealed until the day of judgment. Okay? So what's the day of judgment? It's going to be on Yom Kippur, the day of judgment. But also, think about this. Trumpets is also called what? A day of judgment. And why? Because I think we're going to talk about this here. Just listen to the Lord here.
I thought I might read some of
right
this
ahead.
On the bottom here. Rosh Hashanah,
okay.
Which is also called the Feast of Trumpets,
mm-hmm.
Up till Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement.
Uh-huh.
And that's how many days is that from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to the Day of Atonement? That's
10 days.
10 days.
Mm-hmm.
10 days. And it says here, these days are known as the Days of Awe.
That's what they are.
The Days
It'll
of Awe.
It'll be an awesome time, a terrible time, yeah.
That's right. Because of their final judgment to those who do not respond to the Messiah's redemption plan.
That's right.
See, that's why you need to be born again, and you need to be born again today, and you need to be right with the Lord.
Amen.
He needs to be not only your Savior, but the Lord of our lives. He needs
that's
to be
right.
the Lord of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
One day, these last 10 days will bring this world, as we know it, to a horrendous conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
On the Feast of Trumpets, that's when they blow the shofars 100 times during the day, God will open the books of judgment to determine which of the 3 books each individual are in at that time. The Book of Life. Well, of course, we know at Rosh Hashanah, when the catching away, it's just everyone who goes is going to be in the Book of Life.
Right.
They
the
won't, have,
the
to,
righteous,
they won't
yeah.
have to worry about the Book of Remembrance or the Book of the Wicked. Because God's only going to catch away the ones that are in the Book of Life.
That's right. Sure,
Amen.
The book, yes.
But we know that the book. But we know also that Rosh Hashanah will come another 7 years later. Actually, it'll come each year because it's every year at Rosh Hashanah. At this
there'll be
time,
7 of them in Jacob's trouble.
There'll be 7
them.
Of them.
That's
seven
right.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be books of remembrance and the Book of the Wicked. Those will be opened at a much later date.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. On this day, the Jewish people greet one another, as you said, with these words, may you be inscribed in the Book of Life.
Sure.
Well, we can say that right now. May everyone who's listening to us and our families be inscribed in the Book of Life. That's when the catching away is going to happen.
That's right.
Or the church calls it the rapture. So during these 10 days, of course, we need to realize that this is all happening over more than just 1 year, several years.
That's right.
During these 10 days, they then greet one another with I have to see this writing here, it's kind of small. May you be sealed until the day of redemption.
That's right.
So what day is the day of redemption? It's the Day of Atonement.
That's right.
How can they be sealed
for the Jewish people
until this day?
That's right.
Only one way. They must accept Yeshua as their Lord and Messiah during these last 10 days or face eternal judgment.
That's right.
So this is going to be at a much later date. We're not talking about those who know the Lord. When we go to heaven, we're only going to be, God's only going to, he's going to look at the things that we have done for him. Will they burn up? You know, will it be like silver and gold?
Right.
And precious stools or stones,
yeah.
Or will it burn up? And
that's
then
right.
We have scriptures here. We have Joel 2:15-17, John 14:6, John 11:25-26, John 3:15-18, and John 3:3-7. They will choose life or death on or before that day. And now we go to Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. The last year of Jacob's trouble. So now we're talking about 7 years. If the catching away is this Rosh Hashanah, which would be on the 13th or the 14th, or it could be the 14th or the 15th, those days. If it happens this year, then 7 years from now, this the next thing would happen. On Yom Kippur, on the last year of Jacob's trouble, which is going to be 7 years.
There'll be 7 days like that all through Jacob's trouble, one every year, right?
We'll bring each individual to the final day of judgment.
Right. That's it.
With their fate being sealed on that day, because on the last day of the Day of Atonement, the gates are closed. Once the gates are closed, you don't go knocking on the door and say, you know, Jesus has been knocking all these years on people's hearts.
That's right.
And if they haven't asked him in, you know, once the gate is shut, once the door is closed, once it's this, I basically say it's locked, you know, it's no opening it.
That's right.
Think about the Song of Solomon.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So here we have this last Jacob's trouble. We'll bring each individual to final day of judgment with their fate being sealed on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And this then will conclude the 40 days of examination for each individual known as Teshuva. Now, we've been talking about Teshuva. Teshuva's been
there,
going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Lasts for 40 days. And during the seventh month on the Jewish lunar calendar, God set up appointed times. That's the month of Tishri. Appointed times to reveal his son and the son's second coming. You talked about he came the first time as a child. He's coming to catch us away in the sky.
That's right. How old?
And then the next, and then his second advent,
mm-hmm.
which he was one. He will put his feet on the Mount of Olives.
Literally, yes.
Literally,
yes.
To reveal his 1,000-year kingdom. At that time, the 1,000-year kingdom will be set up, and he will be King of Kings, Yeshua, and Lord of Lords. And you know the Bible says the nations, even the nations, if they don't go up to worship him, there will not be any rain on their land. Let me finish this here.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the Feast of Trumpets, which we call Resurrection or the Second Coming, and the Day of Atonement, which would be the Second Advent. Of course, that would be 7 years later. Within the next 5 days, the Judgment of the Nations.
That's right.
Which the Judgment of the Nations. Following this, the Feast of Tabernacles. See, the Feast of Tabernacles is a picture of the kingdom. Kingdom of God. Establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. That will last 1,000 years.
Yeah.
All of this in a period of time within this month of Tishri, 22 days from beginning to end. With the last day of Tabernacles called Rejoicing in the Torah.
Simchat Torah.
Right. Yeshua is the Torah. We know Yeshua is the Torah. Now, you know, parts of these things are going to be fulfilled. Like, well, let's just think about him being called Rejoicing in the Torah.
Yeah.
Well, we believe that Yeshua he was not born at Christmas time.
That's right.
He was born during the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes.
And so, the Feast of Tabernacles lasts for
7 days.
8 days. Well, 7 days. The eighth day is called Rejoicing in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And the people live in little booths on balconies or on their porch
or in their yard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the sukkah is called, it's like a booth or a tent, you might call it. Three sides are closed and the top is kind of open with lattice so you can see through it. You can see the sky. They hang food in there and fruit and, you know, some people put chairs in there, lamps or whatever.
They
sleep in their booth in their yards or on their balconies, you know. Well, it's a picture that God is going to dwell with man. And all the nations will go up to Jerusalem. Why? Because Jerusalem is the place where the king is going to have his throne. Yeshua has his throne. So if we look back at the Day of Tabernacles over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, if he was born on the first day of Tabernacles, well, if you think about what happens on the eighth day of Tabernacles, what happens to a baby, a Jewish baby boy, on the eighth day? They are circumcised.
That's right.
And so on the eighth day, if Yeshua was born on the first day of Tabernacles, on the eighth day, he would have been circumcised And he is the Torah. The Torah is not done away with. The law, God never changed the law. He only changed the priesthood. So he would fulfill the law by being circumcised on the eighth day.
Absolutely.
And so it's called rejoicing in the Torah. And if we if people realize that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Torah, we can see how even part of the Feast of Tabernacles has already been fulfilled.
So partially
during the birth.
Yeah. Right.
But the kingdom part has not been fulfilled.
That's
because
right.
It hasn't, it's not here yet. But it's coming soon. It's
That's
coming
right.
very soon. So if the catching away happens this year, I'm not saying it is, so don't anyone go out there
here?
Saying it
yeah.
is. I said it was. But if it happens on this Rosh Hashanah, so we always need to be looking for the times and the seasons. Paul said you would know the times and the seasons.
That's right.
You won't know the day or the hour. Rosh Hashanah is the only feast of the Lord. They're the feasts of the Lord. They're not the feasts of the Jews. It's for the world. It's for those who believe. The feast of the Lord. If we know that the feast of the Lord and the feast of trumpets or Rosh Hashanah is the only one that comes on a new moon, and it's the only one that's one or two days. Jesus
that's
said
right.
you won't know the day or the hour.
That's
so
right.
we won't know if it's on a Monday or a Tuesday. We won't know if it's on a Sunday. We won't know. But
that's
we
right.
know it's going to be two consecutive days. So it would be a Monday or a Tuesday or a Sunday or a Monday within those 48 hours.
That it's going to happen one day.
Will happen.
One year in the
future. And if it does happen
very near future,
year,
yeah.
then we can look to see that there will be agreements. There will be things that will be signed into for Israel.
Right. And peace treaty has to be signed.
Peace treaty, which is will last 7 years.
Yeah.
And we can see all these things happening in the world today. And we really don't need to get into the news right now. Oh, we could get into the news, you know,
yeah.
right now. But time will tell. So we look at the Word of God. So if the catching away is this year, then the peace treaty will be signed, and the Jacob's trouble will start immediately, and it will last for 7 years.
That's
and
right.
we'll be in, and those who believe, those who get caught away, will be in heaven for seven years. And then they will come back with Jesus on that horse, amen, at the end of those 7 years, and that will be the finality of the tribulation, and then the kingdom of God will start on heaven, start
That's
on
right.
earth, which will last 1,000 years.
That's
so
right.
we're looking at something that see these things happen in a short time. We're
That's
not
right.
looking at hundreds of years
yeah.
apart.
When it comes, it's going to be real
we're
quick.
We're looking at a 7 year period
yeah.
right here.
Yeah. So let's think about a couple more things about trumpets also. You know, trumpets is also known as Yom HaDin in the Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
which is the day of judgment. On this day, it's taught that all the inhabitants of the world will pass before God. Each person is weighed in the balance and placed into one of three categories. The Jews believe this. Now, I talked a little bit about the book of the righteous. It has to be the Lamb's book. The book of the wicked. I call those vessels fit for destruction. And in the book of the intermediates, they're still in a decision mode. Like over in Joel, it talks about in the valley of decision and all that. Well, think about this. Now, the Jewish Talmud also has much to say regarding these days of awe, which is between what? Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. One part of the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah 1, chapter 1, verse 13 says, all things are judged on Rosh Hashanah, or trumpets, and their fate sealed on Yom Kippur, are the words of Rabbi Meir, that lived years ago. Another rabbi, Rabbi Judah, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, way years ago, says this, all things are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Also in another section, Rosh Hashanah 16b, through 17a says this. It has been taught by the school of Shammai and says this. There will be three classes of people on the final day of judgment. One of the holy righteous. This is the book of life. Huh? One of the holy wicked. Those vessels fit for destruction. God knows. And one of the intermediates. They're the ones in the valley of decision. The holy righteous are at once inscribed and sealed for life in the world to come. The holy wicked are once inscribed and sealed for Gehenna, perdition, forever. For this reason, it is fit that we celebrate Rosh Hashanah as a festive day, but since it is a day of judgment for all living things, it is also fit that we observe Rosh Hashanah with greater fear and awe than all the other festive days. So it is a day of judgment. God opens these books, and you can see this. I'll give you the scripture, and you can look it up. It's in Daniel chapter 7. I'm going to read one verse here and show you that it's about books. Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. This is Ancient of Days, God the Father. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, listen to this now, and the books were open.
plural.
So there's more than one book. So this is what is being revealed. And it shows us that also over in Revelation chapter 20. We see the same pattern with all of this. And so it's important to understand this. Well, think about this also. There's another day of judgment on the Day of Atonement. It's also called the Day of Judgment because remember, the first day of Tishri, which is trumpets, the books are open, all right? And God's going to look and see where people are at. So if they're not in the right book, he's going to give them another 10 days between trumpets until the Day of Atonement to make a decision to get out of the book of the wicked, or the book, or maybe have not made a decision like the book of the intermediates, or to be put in the book of the righteous. So we don't want to be in those last two. We want to be in the first one, the book of the righteous. So if they're not there, well, then they're going to be judged, like Donna said, at the last Day of Atonement of Jacob's trouble. They will be, their fate will be sealed forever. They will not be able to be changed at that particular time. So it's important to understand this. So we have 2 days of judgment. On trumpets, God opens the books, and then on what? On the Day of Atonement, he'll seal everybody's place. I mentioned this the other day. If you read in Joel chapter 2 about the priest weeping between the porch and the altar, if you read over there, that's referring to the Day of Atonement. And if you look at it closely, why were those priests weeping between the porch and the altar? Because they know on the closing day, which is the Day of Atonement, the gates are slowly closed. Remember, we talked about this a while ago? They were open all 10 days. They slowly closed them on the Day of Atonement. And the priests knew that if they didn't come to the Messiah and get put in the Book of the Righteous, they would be lost for eternity. That's why they were weeping, no other reason. So it's incredible, the symbols and the patterns we have with this. But now think about you and I now. We're born again, all right? So as we walk with the Lord, well, we don't have to worry about that day, really, do we? Because we've been received by Yeshua. Our sins have been forgiven. And so we will stand before the judgment seat of Yeshua one day, you know, the judgment seat of Christ. But it's not going to be for salvation. It's going to be for rewards for what we've done in the kingdom of God.
And that will happen during those days between Rosh Hashanah and...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. ...and the Day of Atonement.
Right. So what we got to do during this time is we need to pray for the Jewish people to get a hold of this and understand what God's trying to tell them. And it's all through the Word of God.
We better pray for believers to be ready for the coming of the Lord.
Could be next weekend.
For the coming of the Lord.
No, we're not.
Many people are not, you know, the book of Revelation says, come, Lord Jesus. How many people are really
looking for him to come?
For Yeshua to come back and to catch us away. So many people, so many of the church, and not just the church, I mean, just people in general, you know, their lives are so busy and they're itself, and, you know, there's so much, we've just become a selfish people, I believe. You know, we have so much here in America. Well, what happens if we begin to lose some of these things, these rights that we have?
That's right.
That we can't make decisions according to God's word. You know, we're going to be
put you in jail or whatever. Yeah.
Or something, because we got to be able to believe. If we believe this book and we have asked Jesus to come into our heart, and we are obedient to God's word, and then, you know, somebody tells you to do the opposite of what God's word says, and you have conviction in your heart, what are you going to do? Are you going
That's
to
right.
choose? Are you going to, you know, there's a higher law, and it's the law of God.
That's
and
it.
There's a higher law, and we have to be obedient to God. It just sickens me to see so many things that are against what God's word says
in our country
sure. and around the world. Not just here, but many places they have chosen to totally go against what God's word says. And even many of the church says, well, you know, the Torah is no longer in effect, you know.
That's right.
That God is love, and, you know, he just winks at everything. Well, God doesn't wink at anything.
Nope.
And he hasn't changed.
Not,
his
not
mind about anything.
That's right.
The only thing that he changed is he sent his only begotten son because
right.
he loved the world so much. He gave of his only begotten son.
That's
and
right.
And so that changed the priesthood, and it made it available that just all could come into the kingdom of
come.
God. Not just Moses and not just the Jewish people,
That's
but
right.
all. And the feasts of the Lord that we talk about, it doesn't say the feasts of the Jews. Now, many people will say that, but even throughout your Bible, throughout your King James Bible, and maybe even in other Bibles, I don't know. I don't look at those other Bibles. But it says the feast of the Lord.
That's right.
The feast of the Lord.
God gave them to the Jewish people, yeah.
It's for all people.
That's right.
He gives things to certain people. And because he, you know, that's just the way God does things. He gives you something he may not give me. And he gave it to, he gave the law to Moses, you know, and but at that time, you know, there were a lot of disobedient people. Look at even the children of Israel. They lived as pagans.
That's right.
Many of them did. You know, they had altars and they made images, and they did that around the mountain. When God was given the law, the Torah, to Moses,
that's
the
right.
children of Israel were playing and sin.
Made a golden calf to worship.
Made a golden calf.
Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't mean that he just gives this to the Jewish people. No, but the Jacob's trouble does mean he's dealing with Israel and the nations, because the nations are going to be judged on how they treat Israel. The United States of America is going to be judged on how we treat Israel.
You got it. It's important. I'm going to close with this one statement. This is out of my book I wrote.
My Lord, the time is almost over.
Right. Think about this. We want to reemphasize here the message of Teshuvah and Rosh Hashanah. The message from Elul 1 to Rosh Hashanah is very clear. Repent before Rosh Hashanah. Do not wait until after Rosh Hashanah, or you will find yourself in the days of all.
That's why
we need to understand these Jewish terms. These are Jewish idioms or phrases that help us identify the days in the season of Teshuvah. So we have to understand. It's very important.
You'll find yourselves in the days of all. And
that's,
you know,
right.
many people who claim to be a Christian will be in the days of awe. So that means they're going to have to go through those 7 years of tribulation, and maybe they'll make it to the end. Maybe they'll be a martyr. There's going to be a lot of martyrs during that time.
That's right.
And, you know, if we can't live as a Christian now, it's going to be even 100 times more difficult to live as a God-believing Christian during those 7 years.
So the church we're in right now, most of the country, our country, is the Laodicean church. They're the ones that were lukewarm. They were not on fire for God. Those will be the ones that will be left. Now, they might get saved, but they're going to go through this terrible time. And boy, who would want to go through that? So we have an opportunity. Paul told us that over in First Thessalonians chapter 4, that we can escape all these things that's going to come upon the earth. And even Jesus said, to pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man. Well, what makes us worthy? Yeshua is the one that makes us worthy. No other way.
Amen.
So,
well,
praise God.
This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be with you every Saturday, Lord willing, at 12 o'clock noon till 1. You can go back and listen to this on WCNO.com. And we do have services here in Stuart, Florida, sunny Stuart, Florida, right on Kenner Highway in the Monterey Plaza. You can call us at area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that, area code 772-285-7007. We have services today at 4 o'clock. Pastor Gene will be going into in-depth teaching of this teaching what we've been talking about, Rosh Hashanah. And also the books are available at the church if you'd like to have one of the books that he's reading through, God's Prophetic Calendar, Knowing the Feasts of the Lord. And we also have service tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So bless you. We're on this program.
Amen.
We tell you every week because we want to see people raised up to a new level and to understand what God has planned for all of us. He's not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And that repentance has to be, we come to Christ and we repent of our sins, and then we know that we're born from above. We're born again. So we're honored to be here with you. As we close every week, we tell you to continue to study your word and to look up, because your redemption draws nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.